my friends. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope y'all are having an absolutely terrific day today. It's one more day close to the weekend, so hope you guys are having a great, safe, productive time this week. Hope you guys are staying up to date. As you can see here, all you got to do is click get updates and you can put your name, email in, and we'll send you the Brower Show and Team Health Masters updates every single day right to your email. So be sure to stay on top of that. And I got great news. I told you guys, I had a lot of people ask me about this. The collagen peptides we put together, pretty much just straight raw bovine grass-fed peptides. This is 20 grams of protein per serving. Great stuff. But a lot of times people were having some issues with the bigger cans, because they were lasting so long. Everybody, I made a huge can for you guys, so they work really good. But also, too, throwing them in gym bags and stuff like that. So I came out with a smaller can for you guys. You requested it. We got it now. The 10 and the 20 on the website right here. You can select which one you want, 20-ounce or 10-ounce. And so I have this on the website now for everybody who wants to try it, that doesn't want as big of a giant can, that isn't going to be using as much of it. And that's also easier, too, like I said, throw in a gym bag if you're going to scoop it with the Fit Food. Because remember, I told you there's a website, on the link on the website here on our articles, we have a detailed research that came out now that shows how whey protein with collagen massively increases protein synthesis and recovery after the gym. This is one of the articles right here we have on it.
You stack it with
protein. That's for pre-workout, though. But this article went into detail, and Harrison wrote this for me, as far as on what collagen does with whey protein and how it massively increases recovery and also helps out with joint support, especially after a heavy exercise, whether it be CrossFit, whether it be going on a run, whether it be weight training, whatever you do, they work together really good as a science-backed muscle recovery stack. So again, check out the website, 10-ounce and 20-ounce for those who don't want to have the big one or you just want to try it out. That is up on the website for sale right now.
I use 4 scoops a day.
That's the standard dosage on this, 2 scoops twice a day. But again, sometimes I've found that that's a lot for some people, they've said, because
I mix it with my protein shake.
You got to mix your protein shake. It makes it better.
Now, Van and I do split the shake. So we basically, I get 2 scoops because he gets 2 scoops every day. And it's a great product.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a problem, though, with it.
Yeah.
This is important. Now, listen to me. And don't use it if you got this problem. It really makes your fingernails, your toenails, and your hair grow.
Obnoxious. Obnoxious.
No, I mean,
I'm not
joking
about it.
Gotta go get another haircut. I mean, oh, God.
I have to clip my fingernails about 2 to 3 times a week on average.
Oh, me too.
Because I like them short. I mean, it's every two or three days.
So if you want to have talons, nails like that are unbelievably strong and hair that's unbelievably fast growing, I suggest you use it. If you don't want that, don't use the product.
Or just use a real, real small amount of it. Because remember, too, though, collagen's really important for the skin.
Oh, yeah. It helps to maintain elasticity.
And it helps recovery on injuries. If you get a laceration or you get an injury in your skin, this stuff really increases or speeds up the length of time it would normally take you. Because remember, right now, down here in Florida, we have our famous flesh-eating bacteria on the ocean. You don't want to get in the water if you got any open sores. That is a serious problem right now down here. So if you're planning on vacation to Florida, make sure you take your collagen, keep your skin healthier, and avoid bacteria.
Well, now here's the thing, too. If you're doing the collagen and you're doing the vitamin C, you're going to make yourself look a whole lot better and get rid of a lot of wrinkles.
You'll prevent
a lot of wrinkles. And so, so here's the other thing. If you like to have your skin look real saggy.
that set everybody up.
If you like to be covered in wrinkles, don't use vitamin C and collagen. Really important.
Stay away from them.
If you like to avoid cancer, don't use vitamin C. Yeah. It's so funny. I was talking to Rich this morning, and we were talking about, people being on the planet and then checking out.
Yeah.
It's funny. I know people who will plan an entire year for their next vacation.
Yeah. Oh, I do too.
No, I mean, and then they go out and borrow money.
Yeah.
And they borrow money. They run their credit cards up. I was in Africa years ago with your mom. And we did a safari. I always wanted to do this, like 20 years ago. And I remember there were two school teachers that were there with us, two ladies. And I remember they had borrowed a whole bunch of money to go on this trip.
Right.
You had to buy the airfare. They had everything. And they had said that it would take us about 5 years to pay this thing off. Now, I don't know what they borrowed because ours wasn't that expensive. I got a pretty good deal on ours. But, of course, I got to fly for free because I had airline points.
But we talked about this before. You borrow that kind of money at 29% interest on a credit card.
You got to pay for that trip
twice. You got to pay for that trip twice in 5 years.
And what the crazy part about it was, it was really fun, though. They actually, one morning they got up at 5 o'clock and they had a butane hot air balloon. And they actually, and they loaded it up. And then we got up at dawn and before dawn. And by dawn, they were airing this thing up. And we took a hot air balloon ride over the Serengeti, watching, you know, zebras being eaten by lions. And they had a chase vehicle after us. And then after we got done with it, like 2 or 3 hours, yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, we landed. You really don't land in a hot air balloon. You kind of crash it. Hang on, it's going to go sideways because you know, you let the air out of it, it kind of falls. You know? And so they were sliding across the Serengeti with the thing, this air balloon, and we stopped. And I thought, that was nice. And then they set up a table for us and basically gave us breakfast on the Serengeti, and they had guys out there around us with high-powered rifles.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, now, by the way, for you animal activists, no animals got shot while we were having breakfast.
And you can't get mad at zebras getting eaten by lions. That's just a circle of life.
Yeah.
You can't get mad about that.
But no, somebody will say, I'll get a letter about that.
I don't know about that one.
Oh, by the way, Tulsi Gabbard goes full X-Files with new conspiracy theory.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she said that she believes that aliens and reals are real.
Well,
and, you know, she says she can't. She says that she'll disclose this when she's given information on. She goes, the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, believes aliens might exist and is hinting that there is classified material to back up her supposition. Well, I mean, duh. I mean, like we got that from years ago with the Bible. Gabbard, who oversees 18 U.S. intelligence agencies, was asked whether there would be aliens on the New York Post podcast Pod Force One. She goes, I have my own views and opinions, she said. In this role, I have to be careful with what I share. The Post reported that when she was pressed further on the possibility of extraterrestrial life, she said yes. In the recorded interview, she is heard saying that she wasn't prepared to talk about the details, but insisted her office would be transparent with the public when the time comes. Her nod to the longest running of all conspiracy theories, that the government has secret knowledge of alien life, comes as the Trump administration desperately tries to turn the page from the Epstein scandal. Oh, so that's why we're doing
this. That's exactly where I was about to go with that.
So Tulsi Gabbard says, aliens are real.
How much does Tulsi know about the Epstein file and the client?
I'm sure she knows everything about it. Now, so you ask yourself a question about this. Say, did we talk to you and tell you that aliens and extraterrestrials were real on Angel Wars? The answer is yes. We did that 3 years ago, and we've talked about this down on this podcast for the past 10 years. And here's an interesting one. Ezekiel 1:4-28. I looked, and I saw a windstorm coming out of the north, an immense cloud with flashing lightning and surrounded by brilliant light. The center of the fire looked like glowing metal. And in the fire, what looked like four living creatures. In appearance, their form was human, but each of them had four faces and four wings, and their legs were straight, and their feet were like those of a calf and gleamed like burnished bronze. Their faces looked like this. Each had four faces of a human being, and I'm skipping through this. And I looked at the living creatures. When the living creatures moved, the wheels beside them moved. Wheels within wheels. Spread out above their heads, the living creatures was what? Something looked like a vault, sparkling like crystal. Okay, we're not talking about human beings here. Something else. And we're talking about what sounds like a spaceship to me. So God's giving you disclosure in Ezekiel. In addition to that, there's all kinds of Bible verses on aliens and things in other dimensions that here are on the planet. So we're doing this on purpose for you, because here's the thing. You'll plan your entire year around a vacation.
Yeah.
Why don't we plan our entire life about going to heaven?
Well, for the most part, I mean, you also have to do other things, though, too.
Well, no, think about it for a second. You know, we all plan. We have our Roth IRAs. You know, we have our SEP accounts. We have our savings accounts.
Silver.
You know, you buy silver, you buy gold. You plan all of this stuff, and then when you check out, guess what?
It's all still here.
It's all still here. So how much investment did you make in the next life that you're going to be there for eternity, because you're going to be in vacation with God or somewhere else?
Good analogy on that.
Am I right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, why don't we, like, spend a little bit of time or a whole lot of time, or how about we spend our whole life preparing to be in the next life, which never ends? See, that's the problem that I have with all the folks that are out there that are just needlessly busy trying to, you know, make all they can, and then sit on the can and give the can to the next generation and never look at what happens after they leave here. Nobody takes a U-Haul behind their hearse, dragging their junk along to go get buried with them. Well, I guess the pharaohs did.
Yeah.
But now everybody,
it was still there. Everybody's
raising ransacks. Like, they didn't take it with them anyhow. It was still sitting all there. So, but the Bible verses about aliens, there's a whole bunch of them. You can look it up and you can see it. And, you know, and again, Ephesians 2, it said, could the UFO and alien phenomena people perceive today actually be wicked spiritual forces to undermine our belief in God? You know, there are lots of unknowns in the universe out there. Space is vast, so we cannot explore everything out there. There have been made movies about astronauts and scientific themes and aliens. But what does the Bible say about this? You know, and it says in Colossians 1, 13 through 14, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us upon the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible or invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. And, you know, as you start reading these different verses on this, and you start to realize that through him we have both access to the Father by one Spirit through Ephesians 2:18. And so we start to understand that our flesh, our battle is not against flesh and blood enemies. For it says that it says this in Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's what the Word of God says. And it's telling us there's something else going on that we need to be aware of. We need to realize that everything that we do here is being held into account. And so if we understand all that, we realize that we need to do the best we possibly can. But we also know that from the Word of God, that no matter what we do, it's not enough to obtain perfection in God's eyes. That's why he allowed his Son to come to this earth and to die for you and me, so that we can plan for our next destination off grid. This morning I had a lady send me a picture of the island of Mykonos. She's on the Greek island now.
Yeah.
And she's saying, we have the most beautiful beaches in the world. And I said, no, you don't. You haven't been to the Panhandle of Florida. You haven't been to the East Coast near Sarasota.
Just got to watch out for the flesh-eating bacteria right now.
Yeah, but the point is, I mean, there are beautiful places on this earth, but they don't compare to heaven.
Yeah, that's true.
And so we can plan our whole life about going on these vacations and hanging out and doing these things. Or we could just dodge our whole life trying to avoid flesh-eating bacteria in Florida. But the point is this. Or you go to the mountains and you can enjoy the beautiful scenery there. For this is what the Lord hath made. But heaven's going to be vastly superior to this. So do this. Do yourself a favor. Plan for your next destination, which is going to be permanent. Very, very important. Because none of us are going to stay here forever. We're going to be here. We can try to stay as young as we can using collagen and peptides and vitamin C, or you can make yourself look as saggy as you possibly want by not using vitamin C and have all these horrible diseases come on you when you don't take the right nutrients in your body, or you can do the best you can here, but we're all going to leave regardless. So that's the point I'm trying to make with this little, I guess, diatribe I'm having this morning, is that we have the ability to control our destiny, so let's put some thought into the next life, in the next future, and accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of our life and realize he is who he said he was, and accept him as your Lord and Savior. Very, very,
well said, my
very
friend.
Important. Now, you've got another article that we're going to talk about, so we're going to go a little bit different on this.
I'm going to cover a bunch of stuff today. You know what I like, though? This can is very comfortable in your hand. I've noticed that. When I was pulling out a box the other day, it's very easy just to grab it.
It hit me in the face.
You're 2 feet away from me.
I hope the camera didn't get that. But it is. It's like a little football.
No, it's like a Nerf ball.
But collagen peptides. Okay, I'm going to show you. Here's how to do it. Just make it easy. Ready?
Right,
ready? See, that was...
That's too much tricep. In the morning, did press downs the other day. They're tight. But no, the thing about it is, it's comfortable. That's why I like a lot of the guys for the gym bags. You can throw in the gym bag. But anyways, I don't know. I was holding that while you're talking about it.
Let's talk about Space Street Vanguard.
Yeah, let me get this. This is a huge article, RFK Jr. I'm going to get this in a minute, talking about how RNAs are getting almost completely wiped out with all funding. This is a huge ordeal.
Well, they got to stop this genocidal nightmare.
He's the only one that's been able to do it.
Oh, by the way, this is Fallen Angel Technology, brought to you by Charles Lieber.
Which one do you want me to cover? You want me to cover RFK or BlackRock?
This is the same thing.
Charles
Lieber did the mRNA vaccine.
I'll tie both these together. You're going to see how they do kind of interlink with BlackRock, because BlackRock owns enormous amount of shares with State Street Vanguard in Moderna and Pfizer, who's mainly affecting now. And it says RFK Jr. cancels another $500 million in RNA vaccine contracts. Went on to say, and a quote from him, the data shows these vaccines fail to protect effectively against any upper respiratory infections like COVID and the flu. meaning they don't work.
Well, they change our DNA.
Right. They don't do anything. So they canceled nearly $500 million in contracts in a move that drew harsh criticism from supporters of the technology and lukewarm praise from critics who say that existing RNA vaccines should be pulled from the market. We reviewed the science, listened to the experts, and acted, Kennedy said. The data shows these vaccines fail to protect effectively against any upper respiratory infections like COVID or the flu. This was tying what he's calling back this money from is Pfizer and Moderna getting the contracts to start producing the bi-vaccine, which is the COVID and the flu shot together. Because that's how they want to tie it in now. They want to start having so everybody, when you go to get your flu shot, they got an RNA flu, COVID flu shot tied up in one injection. I can't even imagine the long-term side effects this is going to cause.
Oh, I can't. Heart disease.
Yeah, but see, it's going to be exponential now. Because now you're going to be with two different RNA vaccines in the same shot that everybody needs to get every year.
I talked to this young lady this morning via text. And she basically was a medical investigator and military investigator in the Army.
Yeah.
Guess what? She took the COVID shot. Now she has severe heart damage.
Yeah.
And she's like in her 30s.
I mean, reached a point to where Pfizer had to come in and Moderna had to come in. They had to completely rewrite the side effect sheet on the vaccine insert.
Because there was no side effect inserts.
No.
There was all blank.
I remember that one doctor.
Emergency youth authorization brought to you through Operation Warp Speed.
He went on there and he pulled the sheet out. And he goes, it's blank. There's nothing on the sheet when they were administering the shots. He posted on YouTube. It got quickly pulled down. He goes, why are you pulling this down? This is fake news. This is the insert that's in the packaging that I'm injecting into people. Pull a big old white sheet, little square piece at the top, where it says Moderna, Pfizer, whichever one it was, basically has the name of it and a few little things on there. That's it. Emergency use authorization. Nothing. We're going to put nothing on it.
Oh, by the way, I know a lot of you have gotten frustrated because I haven't checked my emails. They're all checked now.
You got them back in.
Got them back up again. Ask Dr. Ted B at yahoo.com.
And it says 22 programs are going to be affected with the coordinated wind down of RNA development within the Biometric Advanced Research Authority, according to the Department of Human Services.
You know, to me,
they're winding it all down.
To me, it's awkward because, I mean, I really wanted Kennedy to be president.
Yeah.
I would have voted for him for president.
Maybe he needed to be in this position first.
You know, but the thing about it is, it's odd to me that the people that are out there doing this to us have allowed him to come in. Because remember, this is all controlled opposition.
And this is time pulling a bunch of money from these guys now.
Well, yeah. And so now he's really slamming these mRNA vaccines. Now, is it because they injected 5 billion people on the planet and they've already said, okay, our death count's going to be high enough at this point? Because remember, they have put a nanotechnology lipid barrier in there that can be reactivated through frequency.
Yep.
We've covered this in depth. This is a kill shot. And so are they going to be doing something now with Russia and there's rattling sabers now and suddenly somebody sets off a frequency and something's released into the bodies of 80% or 70% of the population of the United States? I don't know. I hope not.
Maybe, you know, you got to think about this too. This is just total speculation. He is a Kennedy.
He is.
They've been directly involved in a lot of stuff.
Well, his great-great-granddaddy was the one who was running basically booze out of, you know, England.
So, there's a whole bunch of stuff behind that family. Right. So there may be some connections in there where he's teetering on this gray area where it's like, well, you're Kennedy, you're not supposed to be cutting this stuff, but we don't really know how to handle you in this situation. And what's crazy about it, they said they've canceled the contracts with most research institutions, reduced the scope of others, rejected and canceled multiple research proposals, and restructured several DOD collaborations with the vaccine industry. They're canceling DOD contracts. This is a big deal. Because if you remember, Pfizer and Moderna alone received $10 billion each at the very beginning of COVID in 2020.
A lot of money.
$10 billion each. And subsequently, many more billions of dollars were spent on the development and government purchase of these toxic medical countermeasures. These products remain on the market with new versions of RNA still being approved by current HHS administration without any placebo-controlled studies or long-term safety studies. And that's why he's been clawing the stuff back. Because when you look at it, that was the crazy part that boggled my mind. I think that's what made me so mad at first when they did this. They took taxpayer dollars in the form of grants, which, by the way, that's all taxpayer dollars. Tens of billions of dollars they gave to Pfizer, Moderna, GlaxoSmithKline, or AstraZeneca, whichever, multiple ones. Tens of billions of dollars. They produce the shot, get billions of more dollars in government contracts to keep making it. They get billions of more dollars to disperse it. And then the government, under the Biden administration, has the has the audacity to use the basically this whole backdated thing that came in with OSHA and says, we're mandating everybody that has a job in the United States has to get the shot immediately.
Yeah, with over 50 or 60 employees.
Right. Well, they tried to make everybody do it, but they said they couldn't find unless they're 50 mm-hmm. employees or over. They tried to get everybody to do it. They said, you're going to be terminated if you don't get the shot that we use your taxpayer dollars for to produce.
And the company gets fined. Huge money.
The company gets fined. Huge money if you don't get the shot. And so that's the irony about this. So cutting the stuff back is absolutely. I mean, it's mandatory now. The abnormal blood clotting, the autoimmune disorders, the turbo cancers, all the stuff we've seen directly in our industry is it's been a serious problem with these shots. And the fact of the matter is this stuff should have been pulled back years ago, but we didn't have anybody in there that was doing anything because, quite frankly, Fauci was so complicit in this. I mean, he bought up tens of millions of dollars of Moderna.
Let's go ahead. Let's ratchet this back a notch. And let's see how it covers across two different administrations.
Yeah.
To show you the power that these people have.
Yeah.
Trump started Operation Warp Speed.
He did.
Trump pushed the vaccine. But the problem is, it went all the way back to DARPA back 25 years ago.
That's true.
In the original testing that was done, every cat and every ferret developed sepsis and they all died because they said it wasn't fit for humans because of what it did. And so what happens is we've got a group of people that then started producing these products and storing them in sub-zero temperatures at 270 degrees or whatever below zero. And that's why all these vaccines were produced. You can't make 5 billion vaccines. It takes years and years, but suddenly there were 5 billion available. In fact, there were so many available, a lot of hospitals couldn't get rid of them fast enough and had to dispose of them.
True.
And the hospitals had to bring in these deep freezers in order to store these stupid things. So something else is going on here. This has gone through multiple administrations for the past 25 years for the development of these products through DARPA. And so now we have a situation where Kennedy's coming in and goes, well, I guess everybody's been vaccinated who's going to get vaccinated, so we've got to stop doing this now. We're going to kill the whole population of the planet. That's my version of this. In other words, we're going to destroy everything if we don't stop this. So I don't know. It's weird. But then Dr. Zelenko and Dr. Martin, they're naming names now with the genocidal killers. And I've read this before. I'm going to read it to you again. And it's from Zelenko said this. He goes, I am a conspiracy realist. Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street, and we're going to cover this in just a second, are stakeholders in all, industry, media, academia, and politics, which means they control industry, manufacturer, media, distribution of news, academia, education, everything else, and politics control who you vote for.
Yep.
Vanguard and BlackRock and State Street invest in each other through what they call circular ownership. Thus, consider Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street as a monopoly that owns everything on the planet. With due diligence, you'll discover that the major shareholders are Rothschilds, DuPont, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Orsini, Bush family, British royal family. They use the following foundations to foment chaos around the world. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, controlled by these groups. Soros Open Society Foundation, controlled, if Soros is even alive anymore. Clinton Foundation. These foundations are instrumental for geopolitical destabilization. Chaos is good for business and power acquisition. Now, it goes on to say here, it says, it starts talking about these are manifestations of the primordial serpent. And when you understand that and realize who we are, the owners of Vanguard, BlackRock, and Monopoly are manifestations of the primordial serpent. Now, that's what we talked about earlier. This is why I kicked in the alien stuff at the beginning, because of this content right here. Because I want you to realize that this goes back, way back, way, way, way back to the fall of Lucifer and his judgment and how Jesus said, it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. There's nothing wrong with having money. If we didn't have money, if you guys weren't supporting us, we couldn't have this studio set up and we couldn't be bringing you this podcast today. We couldn't do it. There'd be no cash to do it. So there's nothing wrong with money, but you can't let money have you. You can't be greedy. You know, the other day I was walking over in Ybor City.
Yeah.
Some guy comes sitting there and says, can you help me financially? And I mentioned this the other day on the show, and I said, yes, I gave him $5. People are like, I can't believe you gave somebody $5. He's sitting on a bench without a place to sleep at night. He's sleeping on the ground somewhere, and we're going to begrudge him $5, really. And it's so frustrating to me because, I mean, Christians, they have this concept that they can live this life in excess, but they're not going to support people who don't have that. They don't support the homeless. They don't support the people that are on the street. Jesus said the poor will always be among you. How do you know that by entertaining or being nice to one of these people that you're not entertaining an angel? That's what the word says. The least of these, how do you know you're not entertaining an angel? So don't just say, oh, I'm going to cut a decimal point in my check to the church this week. But if I see somebody on the street that needs money, I can't tell you how many times in the last 40, 50 years that I've stopped and helped somebody financially. And Austin has seen me do it over and over and over
and that's
again.
One of the reasons why we got involved with Mark Rutland with the Thai Girls years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them, they're actually getting ready, I think, to graduate next year.
All of them, yeah.
They've been doing great.
Yeah, we were at one time supporting 20 of them.
20 of them, yeah. And thank you guys for the support you gave us, because a lot of you guys were donating money to us, which we were able to donate
to Mark Rutland.
And see, it wasn't cheap, but at the end of the day, he's been so instrumental in trying to stop a lot of the sex trafficking, child sex trafficking over there. We talked about it. I said, we can't physically do something about it over there or anywhere. We got to at least be involved with an organization that I know is doing good stuff, because a lot of organizations, you got to watch out for them. They're scammy. But when you're directly involved with something, I've known Mark Rutland for 20 years.
I remember one of the guys out of Orlando, where he used to be based out of. I'm not mentioning any names now because I know too much about this stuff. I know enough stuff about this stuff that I can get myself checked off the planet pretty quick. That's why I don't mention names on this stuff, because I know it.
We need you around a little bit longer.
Well, yeah, I'm not planning on going anywhere. but they had raised millions and millions of dollars for orphanages.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single orphanage.
There was an orphanage. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It didn't exist.
There was nothing there.
And that's one of the biggest things they do, these TV evangelists. Oh, we're going to feed the kids in Africa.
Well, they get a bunch of content. They get a bunch of footage over there, and then they show a building that they're allegedly building.
And they got starving little children, and yep, everybody's heartstrings are tugged. Oh, we got to send them $5, $10, $100, $1,000. Heck, we got to send our life savings to them.
Yep.
And they do it. Because they pull on the heartstrings of the people. Don't get caught into that stuff. Support your local church. If the books aren't open, find a church that the books are open. If they're going to raise $30 million for a building fund, make sure they build a building.
Yeah.
Just hold them accountable for all that stuff. It's very, very important that we all do this.
I want to tie back in to finalize the last topic I was talking about.
Oh, now we're going to tie
with
this
RNA, back in. With the RNA. I'm going to tie this in, but with the RNAs. I want to close
and
up
and
on
that
this.
Texas judge, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about. Let's
this.
Do it. Get ready, guys.
So,
buckle your seatbelt.
I brought this article up, and this was an article that was currently being disclosed during COVID, and then it ties back in way back what he was just talking about with DARPA 10, 15 years back. But this was one of the first disclosures at the very beginning of 2021 that caught my eye, because this is right when the shot got released. It says, from bioweapons to super soldiers, how the UK and the US is joining the genomic technology arms race.
Here we go.
This was right when the COVID shots were being rolled out after they had just been produced. Suddenly the US government says, UK government, we're going to spend £800 million of taxpayer funded money into advanced research and intervention technology. He said they were working on it with DARPA. The genome technology has become an increasingly more important of military research for the last decade. So given the UK boasts some of the best genomic research centers in the world and how the new agency affects the wider genomic technology. Listen to this now. In 2019, this is the same year that COVID got rolled out through basically this whatever was going on in China.
Chinese Wuhan.
Yeah. Announced it was going to explore genetically editing soldiers. Now, it fully disclosed this. DARPA had been working on it for a decade. But it was very hush-hush. DARPA finally came out and said, we're going to start exploring genetic editing with soldiers. Here was the problem. They didn't have the legal ability to keep doing this from an ethical standpoint because RNA technology was so sketchy. So it was based on CRISPR-9 gene editing, if you remember hearing about that in the teens. So what happened was, to improve the coverage of this, they essentially went in and started talking about how editing DNA by cutting and pasting sections of it, and then going in, listen to this, and intending to explore genetically editing soldiers to turn them into antibody factories, making them resistant to chemical and biological attacks
mRNA.
With CRISPR-9 and RNA technology. DARPA couldn't start working on this program on the books and start showing it and disclosing it until they were able to get RNA essentially open to the public and having it used. And they didn't want to compromise an enormous portion of the U.S. military soldiers and start having them die without doing more testing on it. Hence, 2020, DARPA, DOD, Operation Warp Speed, they get the contract now to roll out RNA technology, which DARPA had been mittenly working on for a decade, to roll out on the entire world as a gigantic experiment to see what it was going to do so they could tweak it and change it more because they wanted to see what they were going to be able to do.
Now go back up here. I want to show you this. This is, watch this, where you were. It was talking about right here. Universal Soldier and Captain America are just a few of the Hollywood movies that have explored the concept of the super soldier. In case you guys have ever wondered where those concepts came from.
That's exactly where they came from. And so there's genetic editing, CRISPR-9, RNA technology, and it was all combined into what they had produced, what they had been working on for over the last decade with RNA technology. That's where that technology came from.
The last three or four decades.
Remember when they came in with COVID, with Operation Warp Speed, and Trump goes, oh, it's new technology. It's all new. It's going to be approved in 90 days. We're going to speed it through Operation Warp Speed.
Long before.
It was not Operation Warp Speed that rolled that out for as far as the beginning inception of it. They had been working on this stuff for decades. DARPA had been experimenting with it, and they wanted to see what it was going to do on a large-scale dispersal.
Remember that one movie with Bourne? When the guy, the guy basically, and he was talking to the woman who did the research, and she said, it's all hush-hush. She couldn't publish anything.
Right.
And she said, she goes, what we've done, we've increased mitochondrial uptake.
Yep.
And we've done made a few tweaks as far as chromosomes.
Yep.
And what that allowed you to do is make you have a lot higher IQ.
Yep.
And it has made you a
no
super
fatigue.
Soldier. No fatigue. And you're unbelievably strong. And it would show him just running up the side of a building.
Yeah.
I remember Dr. Deagle, who's passed away now.
Yep.
Yeah, he's in heaven with God. He basically, he said this, he covered this many, many times. I was his guest on the show many times. And he would say, we have super soldier technology that we've already applied and put in. This was 10 years ago, before COVID. And he started talking about this stuff and going into detail because he said that he had seen and had known the guys that had worked on this type of technology with CRISPR gene editing, which is exactly what they're coming out and saying now because they want to make you run faster, climb faster, have less fatigue, and everything else. Now, but remember, though.
It goes flip side as well. Yep.
Yeah, but remember, here's the other problem, though. You burn twice as fast, you burn half as long.
Yeah.
Okay, you get it. That was another version that came out with a movie that came out years ago about a half human, half android. And then they said if you have you burn twice as fast with a candle, you're going to burn half as long with a candle. And the life expectancy is not as long.
Very short.
Because that's why they had to roll it out. I guess this is a supposition on my part that maybe they had to figure out how to tweak it on the population of the planet.
And what better than to roll it out on 7 billion people?
It was 5 billion.
Yeah.
And the crazy part about it is it. And then you combine it with the eugenics program about we've got to reduce the population of the planet. So there's no downside for them.
Right.
We get to do all this research, have all of this data, have all these different batches that we use, maintain all of this information, and do the computer crunching on it and find out how to tweak it and make it better. And so what if we kill 5 billion people? Our goal is to have 500 million people on the planet anyhow. So now what we might as well learn. This goes right back to Genesis chapter 6, where every thought of every man was evil all the time, and these Nephilim, these fallen angels, came in and bred with humans. You see, same playbook they use over and over again. They're trying to change human beings to a point that God has to change the plan of salvation so they can be incorporated into it. They're that desperate. And so we covered this in Angels Wars, and we talked about it in depth. You really need to listen to the series Angel Wars that we did 3 years ago now because it really covers this kind of stuff and makes it more plausible and more, how should you say it, palatable for you to say, okay, well, now we understand why they're doing this. Because remember, if they hate you because they're jealous of you, if they hate you because they want to be you, if they hate you because you're the image of God, why do you think they would care if they killed 5 billion
That's
people
right.
on the planet?
And then what happens is behind the scenes of all these agencies, all these companies, all these big manufacturers, you know, with Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, you've got BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard.
Get ready, here it comes.
Completely control and manipulate the markets. We've known that. They've gotten busted on that multiple
That's
times.
Why the stock market is not falling.
Right.
They had to find a way to keep the market from falling unless they want it to
they
fall.
They want it to fall. They completely dictate the direction of the markets that they want to go to based on what they push money into, what they pull money out
Circular
of.
Ownership.
Circular ownership. And the problem with it is now, up until just recently, every time they get busted for market manipulation, they have so much control over the markets, they just move money to a different sector. They own Pfizer. They own basically, you know, Moderna. So they come in now, they start manipulating these markets. Well, now, finally, we've got a Texas judge that's not been compromised by them, which, by the way, a lot of judges are compromised with them now.
Pray for him, by the way.
Yeah. Texas judge now rules against dismissing the lawsuit against BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street over alleged coal industry manipulation scheme. This is just one singular manipulation scheme out of thousands they've done. Texas federal judge ruled that essentially the lawsuit can go forward with BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, alleging they engaged in anti-competitive behavior to manipulate the coal market. The lawsuit claims the firms pressured coal companies to cut production, driving up electricity costs, and increasing profits for the investment firms.
Do I hear eggs?
Just like they already talked about. And that one major company, we covered this a month ago, the one major, like number one egg-producing company in the entire country was owned by BlackRock. And they came in and ran the prices up while going in with the EPA and coming in and saying, in the USDA, one chicken.
Chevron doctrine.
One chicken tested positive on a nasal swab for COVID.
And we know that, that test doesn't even work.
So they said he tested for bird flu. Whole million chickens wiped out. And we'll give you money to basically not produce anything anymore. They ran the egg prices up. They ripped everybody off. Last year, with the EPA, they came in under the Biden administration when Texas got froze out with that massive freeze. Biden administration came with the EPA and said, no, Texas, you're not allowed to spool up more power. You're not allowed to do it. Maxed out. We will not allow you to do it. We're going to fine you billions of dollars via EPA Chevron doctrine. So they said the only way you can produce more power to keep your customers alive in Texas, you have to start buying power from outside of the state at enormous uphill as far as uptick on prices. This is what State Street was also involved with Vanguard and BlackRock. There were people that were coming in there saying, dude, my electric bill was $2,200 last month. $2,200. Because all the electricity was getting bought from out of the state with, again, price manipulation via the EPA, via the Chevron doctrine, via the Biden administration. And it was all circular with these guys. And this is why it's so important that the EPA has basically been hamstring now.
Well, and remember, the same thing happened with Enron in California.
Yeah.
You know, and all that evidence is over 20 years ago, 25 years ago. And all that evidence was held in Building 7 of the Solomon Building on 9/11. And it was all destroyed once Building 7 came down. All of this, I mean, Ken LaHaye mysteriously decided to commit suicide or die in the thing or whatever he did on his cell right before he go in and start testifying and blowing the whistle on everybody.
Listen, it says the lawsuit centers on the asset manager's involvement in climate-focused investment coalitions, which was directly tied in with the EPA's control, which the plaintiff argues function as a de facto cartel. BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, working with the EPA, were colluding to make sure they could get as much profits as they could out of each state by coming and saying, you can't produce this more coal power. Can't do it. You got to do more green energy. You got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this. And run the prices up. This is what we've seen down here in Florida now with TECO. TECO electric prices have been through the roof. Now we're coming in now. We're seeing the prices start to drop. Why? Because they're getting price market fatigue. People are actually having to get loans now down here in Florida to pay for their electric bill. They have it online now. You can basically get loans to pay for your electric bill. That's not a very good thing to get a loan on. I'm just going to be honest with you on that. I get it. Some people are in a really tight spot, but they're doing this to continually enslave more people with more debt, more and more and more and more, until they reach that final point. They want to keep everybody just enough alive and financially alive to be able to pay their bills and pay their debt. And that's it. They don't want anything more.
Well, again, what I talked about being a show, the love of money is the root of all evil. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about Austin. They really don't care about any of us. They only care about greed, avarice. It's all. That's why, again, I'm going to repeat it again. Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. This is how Lucifer fell to start with. And again, he's running this planet again. He's doing the same playbook that he did before. Everything is to impoverish and to keep everybody beat down as much as they possibly can.
Right to that tipping point.
So you can't go out and rebel, to keep you so busy that you've got to work two or three jobs just to pay your bills, to keep you so busy that you're trapped like a slave in a doggone, in a circular wheel that you can't get out, that you can't think outside of the box because you don't have time to think outside of the box. And George Carlin said it this way, and I'm paraphrasing, there's a big club and we ain't in it.
Yep.
And they own everything. They own all the media. I just read it to you. They own all the academia. They own everything. And they tell you what you're going to believe. And you are supposed to sit there and shut up and be a peasant and listen and do exactly what they say. The serfs in the old days, in the feudal system, they had barely enough money to feed their family, barely enough food to feed their family, and they were kept in slavery.
And what happened was they found that if they took them past that point where they couldn't feed their family, then they started rebelling.
That's right.
So they had, there was a fine
They've
line
got to
between.
Throw,
so, yep.
Here in Auburndale, right now in Auburndale, and I've taken you by this, there's a black section of town. Okay? And don't send me letters because I said there's a black section of town. I don't want to hear it. Listen to me. Back in the 60s, they had a company store here.
Yeah.
Okay. And they had people picking fruit. They were primarily black in the 50s, 40s, and 50s, 60s. And they had a complex built with a bunch of houses. They're still there. They're all together like a dormitory. And they had an 8-foot chain link fence with barbed wire facing in so they could not escape.
That's horrible.
Now, listen to me. This was in my lifetime. I saw it. And what they did is these black folks, they would basically be taken out into the grove, forced to pick fruit, and they would be dragged all over the Southeast in different areas in order to, they would take them in on buses so that they would migrate back and forth. They were migrant workers.
Yeah.
They would go back and forth. And they would be brought back to the barracks with a chain link and the barbed wire so they couldn't escape and buy from the company store. And they were never allowed to get past the money they owed to the company store. And they were kept there like prisoners. And they were free people. They were free blacks. But they were trapped in that cycle. That's what they want for all of us. Put barbed wire up. Okay, you got a 300-foot apartment.
Yeah.
Choke on it. You got a 200-foot apartment. Choke on it. You know, you can't pay utility bill? Choke on it.
Yeah.
You can't pay your student loans? Choke on it. We'll make sure you can't bankrupt a student loan. That BS crap that Bush did. All of this stuff is that it's insane. You should be able to bankrupt everything, including student loans. But because these bankers are the ones that loan the money to these students, they don't want you to be able to bankrupt the student loan because they want to keep you as a debt slave. The whole thing's about debt slavery. That's why they came in here in 1913 and put the Federal Reserve Bank in place, because there were too many people that were financially independent. One of the primary reasons the doggone Titanic was sunk was to kill Jacob Astor, who was diametrically opposed to a Federal Reserve Bank coming in. Do the research on it, and you can tell me that I'm right, in case you don't know about all this yet. And they did everything they had to enslave us. Because once you get the debt high enough, $30 trillion, $40 trillion, $100 trillion, now the people have to be taxed because they're back in the feudal system again. And now you get just a little bit of money to pay your bills. A little bit of money that maybe every once in a while you can buy a new car. But you can't have a new car anymore. You can't buy a nice new Ford or Chevy pickup truck for $20,000.
No.
I remember buying Austin a pickup truck, an F-150 Ford, for $12,000. Remember that?
Yep.
And it had a 5-speed. It wasn't fancy.
Manual.
It was a manual, but it was $12,000.
Good truck, though. Had it for a while.
It was a good truck. But the crazy part about all of this stuff, now you buy a High Country diesel Silverado, you're at $90,000,
$95,000.
Plus tax. You're over $100,000 for a stinking pickup truck. Now, they're nice trucks, mind you. But the point is, they're not worth that. And all of this stuff was done on purpose with the inflation to make your dollar worth less, to make you more enslaved. And that's what they do to you. And they've done it to you. And if that wasn't enough, let's do this. Let's screw around with your DNA. Let's inject you with mRNA vaccine. Let's just see how bad we can make you suffer on top of everything else and give you pericarditis and myocarditis. And if that's not enough, let's make sure we inject your children with enough mercury and aluminum that they all have learning disabilities and they can't read anymore. And that 1 out of 10 is having problems. And there's more kids in a classroom taking drugs than there aren't taking drugs for ADD and ADHD. And that's what we've got going on here. We're a giant petri dish with these damn... these fallen angels, this group of people that run this planet, these bloodline families. And I use that word damned because they're damned. And that's who they are. And they run the planet, and it's the God of this world that says, had he known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. And this is the group that runs the planet. And if you don't see it, this is the group. Now, Trump seems suspiciously open to a pardon for Ghislaine Maxwell, and she's in an unbelievable country club prison now over in Texas. Why is that? Well, she's now saying that Trump never did anything wrong. She's never seen him do anything wrong. There's nothing of suspect that Trump did. Well, of course, now she's got her nice little resort now she's staying in. And I'm sure she'll probably get herself a little...
You got to think about it for a second. You dial this back for a second.
I got excited.
I got real excited. You got 20 Grant. Years. You got 20 years in a maximum security federal penitentiary down here in Florida.
I used to teach there. I've been there.
It's tough. Some of the prisons down here in Florida are rough.
Yeah.
States are even worse, like Rayford. My gosh. If you go to prison, go for federal. Don't go state. I'm just joking, but that's rough. Now they come in and say, well, we need you to testify this information, and you'll get pardoned. Oh, sure. Trump did nothing. Nobody did anything. I've never seen anybody do anything with anybody. There's nothing to see here. There is no book.
In fact, why am I even here?
I shouldn't even be here. There's nobody that happened to anything. And so all of a sudden it's like, oh, see guys, The girl that was, it was a mistrial. It was a mishap.
And remember,
billet, get her out.
The same sex death cult, the Kabbalist, Luciferian, Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Synagogue of Satan, that the Bible calls Synagogue of Satan repeatedly in the New Testament Revelation, is the same group that runs the planet. They run BlackRock, they run State Street, they run Vanguard, they run DARPA, they run all of this crap. Period.
And here's what they've done. I've told you guys this from a marketing standpoint, from a financial strategy standpoint, what BlackRock and all of them have done now, down here in Florida, they've continually raised auto insurance. That's why I'm covering this article here. Now everybody's like, oh, we're all excited. Auto insurance is going to start dropping 6.5% to 10% now. All your premiums are going to start dropping.
It's gone up 100%.
It's gone up, 74% in the last 3 years in Florida.
Mine went up 100%.
No, there's a lot of people that I know that never even had an accident, never even had a ticket. They're paying $150, $200 a month for good coverage.
I was paying $60 a month for insurance for years. $60 a month.
Car,
and now it's like twice that.
Yeah. And so now everybody's going, insurance is dropping. Oh, that's what they do, right? They get that maximum price ceiling to where people are canceling their insurance and having minimum coverage where they're barely even covered in their cars.
Think about eggs.
And then they go, we're getting a 10% drop now after they've raised it 70% in 2 years because they're saying that some of the legislation has changed with tort reform in Florida, which that already needed to be done. DeSantis signed that 2023. It's finally gone to law and a whole bunch of other topics now. So Geico's 10%, Progressive's 8%, State Farm 6%. This is the rate reductions come after years of sharp increases. We had major fraud escalated in Florida, specifically South Florida. Now, that is accurate.
From the attorneys, slip and fall boys.
The attorneys slip and falls. And then they come back in after a lawsuit. They say, oh, by the way, we're suing you for damages for attorney fees and all the stupid stuff. And then they had the thing go on with the windshield. We had one of the biggest windshield frauds in South Florida, and it migrated its way all throughout Florida. We had people going in, and they were going to people's cars, all neighborhoods, all businesses that have a crack in the windshield. Well, Florida, essentially, you can get your windshield repaired for free as far as on your end if you have comprehensive, which everybody has to have that. So they go in and they put notes on everybody's cars that have a crack. Well, they come in and say, hey, listen, we're going to give you a $250 gift card to Amazon if you sign this paper, and we'll give you a free windshield, no cost to you. We'll come out to your workplace, have Safe Flight repair it for you for free, or whatever company. You're going to get a $250 Amazon gift card. All you got to do is sign this paper at the bottom that we're authorized to do it. Well, then they come in. Person goes, free windshield. You handle my insurance. I don't have to deal with it. I got a $250 Amazon gift card. Sign it. Well, then all of a sudden they sign it. But what they didn't know is that independent company that was a legal firm tied into it was going to send State Farm a bill for $3,500 for your Honda Civic windshield. And State Farm comes back and goes, we're not paying this. $3,500 for Honda Civic windshield? That's a $400 replacement. We're not paying this. The company said, okay, that's fine. Well, then what they did is they had their attorneys come in. So they finally get a trial date, or not a trial date, a court date. Attorney come in. 500 cases. Boom. We have 500 cases State Farm's refusing to pay. They look at the paper. Well, your insured driver signed off on all these. Signed off. Stating that we are guaranteeing that State Farm will pay for the fees, blah, 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 blah. The judge goes, dude, there is no case here. Ruling in the favor. State Farm has to pay it. And State Farm paid out tens of millions of dollars for windshields.
Tens of billions.
And all of a sudden now, they're coming in, they're saying, we have to raise our prices. The problem that I have with it is State Farm made $5.5 billion in net profit last year alone. But yet they came in and said, we can't cover our cost on anything. We have to increase rates to cover our cost. If you increase rates and you can't cover your numbers, $5.5 billion net profit, that's a big nut.
I had a friend of mine lived over there in Wesley Chapel where they had a bunch of road construction and they had to go through a couple of windshields.
Yeah.
Okay. With State Farm, like their insurance went from like $100 a month to $500 a month.
Oh, yeah. Because, well, it's a claim. When you get a windshield, it's a claim.
No. And she can't get it to go down.
Yeah.
And then she'd call multiple other insurance companies up, and she said, I need a lower rate. And they said, no, you were involved in that windshield scam.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, I wasn't. Yeah, you were. And so all of a sudden now you get blackballed because you had to have several windshield claims.
Yep. Actually, I found this out down here in the state of Florida. Bartow actually passed an initiative that they were funding an enormous amount of cash to replace windshields on 98 with all the road construction. I found this out because so many people were having rock chips. They get it repaired, then get another rock chip claim. Bartow came in with Polk County and actually allocated X amount of funds for people that got a chip on 98.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just found that out when I talked to State Farm the other day. And I was like, well, that's interesting. So at least you have some things that are being done. But again, going back to this now everybody's all happy they're getting a price reduction in their insurance. Understand this is exactly how they work price cap ceilings to see how much the market can take. Then they take it right back down. Now, there's another health article that came out here that I wanted to cover. This is interesting, and it goes into detail talking about how essentially sugar, how your brain processes sugar, could influence Alzheimer's disease risk. And it talks about how basically fasting, intermittent fasting, and cutting back sugar is crucial in order to reduce a lot of issues with Alzheimer's.
Sugar's bad.
Sugar's bad. Small amounts of sugar the body can process. The issue that's happened now over the last 30, 40 years, especially the inception of high fructose corn syrup, is the body and people are being massively overloaded with sugar all the time. I mean, it's like everything you eat has enormous amounts of sugar that's processed. Now, you go start eating raw foods and real foods, you reduce all that. This is why I get so hard on, as far as I pull off so much on high fructose corn syrup and a lot of the junk food that people are eating all the time. It says the brain sugar storage system, it's published in Natural Metabolism,
glucose,
found that breaking down stored glucose in neurons can help prevent toxic protein buildup and brain cell damage. Here's the issue they found. Glycogen, a form of stored sugar, typically considered an energy reserve found in the liver and muscles, while small amounts of glycogen are found in the brain support certain cells. The research team found that neurons accumulate too much glycogen in Alzheimer's disease. The buildup was observed in both fruit fly and human cells. The accumulation appears to drive brain disease up faster. It said stored glycogen doesn't just sit in the brain, is involved in pathology. So when it talks about going down here, it talks about how individuals that are starting to have issues with Alzheimer's, they have to cut down processed sugar because their body's not utilizing it fast enough, and especially with inactivity. Remember, when you exercise, when you get really, really pushing yourself in the gym or outside training or whatever you're doing, your body depletes its glycogen reserves. It burns, it cooks everything off. That's what a lot of times after you get done with a real hard workout, you're shot. You have no energy.
You got to lay down.
You got to lay down. You got to replenish those preserves. This is why it's so crucial to exercise on a regular basis. Doesn't matter what age you are. Doesn't matter. You don't have to be in this gym when you're getting older, hitting heavy weights. But exercising, continually keeping your body active to keep your body utilizing the sugar, processing the sugar properly, and not letting it accumulate and build up and cause neuron damage.
No, it's crucial. No, that's why you don't eat sugar all the time.
Right, exactly.
That's why you stay with high fructose corn syrup. This is why we have Alzheimer's going through the roof.
The roof
combined with flu shots, with all the mercury the flu shots contain. This is unbelievably bad with all the mercury in the flu shots. And now at least Kennedy's coming in and saying, oh, by the way, you may be getting all fired up like this. This is what happens when I drink chocolate protein and a purple stick in the morning or a little thing here. So I got all geeked up today, but
I know, I'm sweating now.
Well, but a lot of people like it. We have a little bit more energy coming in, you know. They kind of like that. But here's the thing: breaking bombshell. Now, and I'm going to say something for a second. 10 years ago, we started talking about BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard on this show. Nobody else was talking about it.
That's true.
We started this whole little thing with Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street.
Nobody used to know who BlackRock was.
They had
was.
No. You guys, but like me, we never heard of this. Okay. And remember, we told you guys on October the 7th when the quote-unquote jihadists came into Israel that Israel
Iron Dome was turned down.
And Iron Dome got turned off, and the U.S. and the military, Israeli military, was turned off. We told you what happened. And a lot of you guys, oh, no, it's Israel. They would never do that. Breaking bombshell, Israeli military insiders confirmed to General Flynn they were told to stand down on October the 7th.
Yep.
Just thought I would mention that to you right now. They were told to stand down, which we told you years ago when this happened, and this was the entire provocation for the destruction and the genocide of Gaza. Well, I can't believe you're right about that. You know,
I didn't want to be right.
I didn't want to be right about any of this stuff. Yeah, I'd rather be wrong about it. I don't want to think about the fact that we've got fallen angels manipulating human DNA and using us as a petri dish on this planet. That's horrible. But the point is that's why we have Jesus, isn't it? Because he's the author, he's the finisher, he's the perfecter of our faith, and his blood, through our covenant that we have with him, continues to issue a healing frequency throughout all time space to restore our DNA back to the Father so that we can be saved and be one with God again. Yeah, that's our hope in Christ that we have. That's what Christianity is. And if we understand what God did for us on Calvary and what he continues to do for us as an omnipresent being, then we realize that we have hope and we don't have to walk in fear. That's why I don't get on this show every day saying, we're going to have war with Russia. We're going to have this with Russia. No. They may do a false flag. They may have something. They may release some frequency to open up some of these crazy lipid protein sacks they've injected into so many people. They may do all of that. That's a fact. We're not going to have full-blown thermonuclear war anywhere. It's not going to happen. Now, they may play wag the dog and have video of us and nuclear weapons going off, but it's probably not true 99% of the time.
They may let some bombs off, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be nuclear either.
No. They could use the MOAB. It puts out a big mushroom plant too. So all of this stuff, don't allow yourself to walk in fear. You don't have that. There is no fear in Christ. We've overcome that. We don't have a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind because of what Jesus did on the cross.
And you're going back to that. There's a video that I didn't post the other day on the show, but they have IDF soldiers now that have been in committee hearings over in Israel that came out. One of them was one of the mortar platoon leaders, and he said literally on the 7th at 5:30 a.m., they got notified to basically stand down their position. Essentially, there was nothing going on. There may be some training stuff going on, and don't engage anyone. They have mortar teams to do full rotations every single day. Everybody was told to stand down.
They've got a 50-foot wall over there, 50 feet tall, that have machine gun nests in all corners.
5:20 a.m. in the morning, they told everybody, all the IDF soldiers, to stand down. And so, again, I'm not going to get into all this right now because, quite frankly, we've got a lot of other eggs to fry in the United States and stuff we got to work on. One other thing, one last thing I want to cover real quick. Ghost guns legal to possess without serial number, Minnesota Supreme Court. Now, remember, ATF got their butts handed to them by the Supreme Court.
But this is only Minnesota, though, right?
Well, it's federal, though. Minnesota was the only state version of it. Oh. ATF came in and tried to do this federally. They've now got hamstrung on it for good reason. Minnesota, though, came in and said,
What's a ghost gun?
Self-assembled firearms, essentially, that you can do 80% lowers on. Like, it's basically lower Glocks. That's a photo of one right there. It's 80% lower Glock. You go in and mill the rest of it out. You make your own firearm. The thing about it is, do criminals use these? Yes. Do criminals also use ATF-supplied machine guns and .50 caliber weapons that they sell to them?
Yes,
very much. Mm-hmm. One thing I've always loved about 80% lowers, it allows a person the ability to exercise their Second Amendment without getting permission from the state. They're guns that operate without a serial number. There is nothing ever been made constitutional that says you can't manufacture your own firearm. Period. They try to come in and say, if you're going to distribute them, that's a different story. You can't go in and start making ghost guns and start selling them at your own store with no serial numbers. That has always been federally illegal. But going in and making your own firearm for personal usage, that is legal, that is constitutionally covered, and that is the Second Amendment per the every single date on it. So again, Minnesota finally came in. Glad to see this, but it was just a secondary story I want to cover on here.
Well, also remember, though, if your state says don't do this, it's probably best not to do it if you're in that state and move to another state.
I'm glad to see some of the states are coming out because
we're not telling anybody to start doing stuff illegally, especially with firearms. But the reality is if it's legal in your state to do this, then it's your choice if you want to do it or not do it.
If you want to exercise your right. But having a state come in and say you are not allowed to manufacture a firearm per your own personal use. This is what Montana did that I absolutely loved back in the 90s. They came in and said, we really don't care what ATF says about suppressors. This is what Montana said. Not me. It's what Montana said. You can manufacture your own suppressor in the state of Montana. Has to say made in Montana. Can't take it out of the state of Montana, but it's yours and you don't have to register it. ATF filed a huge suit in Montana back and forth. Montana finally said, we really don't care what you have to say. We're Montana. We do whatever we want. And so that became kind of a state law against federal law. Same thing you've seen with the pot rules. But Montana's always kind of led the way on that.
But except for Missoula, it's so liberal.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember I bought you a rubber band gun one time. Do you remember that rubber band?
No, I loved it. I was shooting everybody with
it. It was like 10 rubber bands, and it had a click, click, click.
Tommy gun.
A little shoot gun, yeah.
Yeah.
That, I haven't seen another one of those. That was great.
I think a lot of parents got mad at them. Everybody was getting shot with rubber bands all the time.
But, guys, we hope you enjoyed the show today. I got all geeked up, like I mentioned a minute ago, on Fit Food and Purple Stick, so I'm feeling pretty good right now.
There's your little stack right there.
That's the stack I took this morning, and so, I have to be careful of that stack. I'm about to go work out with Van right now, so
I'm
probably
going to
have a good workout. Yeah.
You guys want to grab a can of the small collagen and try it out if you don't want one of the big ones? Be sure to jump on that right now. We got a lot of them that I just came in. I made a new batch on. I'll probably – I don't know if I'll run a special on these right now, so I already got the price pretty low on them. So be sure to check them out.
It's great for gym bags, though.
It's great for gym bags. It's great if you're wanting to keep your supplement stack or whatever is in your house real tight and concise.
But if you want to have wrinkles and you want to look wrinkly and you want to look really, really old and horrible, don't use that product combining with vitamin C.
Says nobody ever.
I take 10 of those vitamin C, the antioxidant formula, every day, along with four of those every
day. I'm glad you reminded me of that. I'll bring a can of the vitamin.
Do we have one?
Vitamin C powder, one product of the week. I completely forgot about that.
Oh, wow.
That's the first time I think you guys voted on it.
That's the one, the antioxidant.
That's the antioxidant one. We always had the capsules that you guys vote on. So I decided to put the powder on there if you guys wanted it.
Hey, that's on sale now. I may go ahead and start putting that in my purple sticks in the morning.
Well, the thing is, if you're already using that much of it, that's why I put it in powder form. We had the capsules for like years.
But I think it's a little less money like that.
There's a lot more powder in it. So it's a little bit more money, but it's a lot more product.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to bring one home today and start using it. This is great.
Yeah. So I'll go into more on that tomorrow. But if you guys want to jump on it, on sale for product of the week right now at Team Health Masters. Appreciate you guys. Have a blessed, safe, awesome evening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Stay strong as always. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow as always.
Always remember, say no to wrinkles. I love you guys. And say yes to Jesus every single day of your life. Remember, he is the author and he is the finisher and he is the perfecter of our faith. God bless you guys and thank you for your support.